This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American that we are calling upon to stop the totalitarians. And I know that's what you want to do. Why? Because you're listening to this radio show. Thank you for listening. We really do appreciate your listenership. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. You can also visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. You can also get there by going to a21r.com. It's just the simple way to get there. You know, it's interesting. I was with some people yesterday, and they were talking about my website. Oh, just a second. And they pulled it up on their phone. It's a wonderful thing to see the website up on the phones. That's where a lot of the millennials, as you know, and a lot of people are getting the radio show. And they're listening right now on cell phones. In fact, I pulled up... last night at a meeting, I pulled up Red State Talk Radio and showed the folks how to do that. Go from cell phone to Red State Talk Radio and listen to the show, because it does replay several times on Red State Talk Radio on the Encore channel and also on the Premiere channel. By the way, Red State Talk Radio, talk monster of talk radio right now, the talk monster of digital talk radio, number one in the world for talk radio. 36 hours of talk radio live every single day. Big numbers for us on that. By the way, and I really do appreciate that. So, big shout out for Red State Talk Radio. It's growing, growing, growing. And next year we're going to grow even more. We're going to be bigger and badder next year. Okay, New State Talk Radio, sister to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. New State Talk Radio. I'm sorry, New California State Talk Radio. New California State Talk Radio is one of the shows that we're doing on Sundays. You need to pay attention to that. And you can go to the archives of podcasts and get those shows. We did a great show on Sunday. That is, of course, the spinoff of what we're doing on another category, and that is forming the new state of California, New California State. And you can go to that website, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening in that neck of the woods. We're going to have a whole breakdown of it a little bit later on. Not today, tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a good day for that. We've got some other state things happening there. We got a lot of federal stuff happening right now and a lot of worldwide stuff happening right now, so we're taking the time to suss that out and get it all kind of straight in your head, kind of give you a little bit of a eye-opener as to what's really truly going on with deep state operations and so on. That's what we're trying to focus on right now. But New California is going to be reality. You just, you know, and by the way, where is Jerry Brown? Hello? Jerry, are you there? Jerry, are you there? Or are you hiding deep within the bowels of the state capital of California under your desk where all the other dark vermin hang out? I don't know. We haven't seen hide nor hair, which, of which he has few on his head, of Jerry Brown. Okay, enough of the bashing of Jerry Brown for a while, anyway. Okay, so the deep state operators going on with Mueller and all that good stuff, a lot of stuff up on Drudge and everywhere else about this attorney, and we've been talking about this attorney. We got the Daily Caller. Let's see if we can call up the Daily Caller article on it. They've got a little video thing. We're going to see how that whole thing goes and sort of give you a primer into the life of a agent that has been lying about Donald Trump for a long time and everything else, and turning, I guess you would say, this whole investigation on its heels.
A pattern of bias on Mueller's team is revealed after anti-Trump text messages between FBI and Mueller's prosecutors are uncovered. Peter Stroke, deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI, exchanged anti-Trump and pro-Hillary Clinton text messages with Jill Page, his mistress and FBI lawyer who worked briefly on the Russia investigation. These text messages reveal a pattern on the Mueller team that undermine the integrity of the Mueller investigation. Many of Mueller's prosecutors have reportedly made campaign contributions to Clinton and other Democratic political candidates. Mueller inherited the Russia investigation this May after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Stroke's departure puzzled reporters covering the Russia investigation. Mueller's press shop refused to provide any explanation for the move. Congress was also kept in the dark. Stroke's text messages with his mistress Page were first discovered by the Justice Department's Inspector General as part of an investigation into the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Clinton email investigation. House Intel Committee Chairman Devin Nunes issued a statement blasting the FBI and DOJ for hiding information and stonewalling congressional inquiries.
Well, well, well. Enter the mistress. Is there a sexual harassment complaint? You know, sexual harassment complaints can come in many forms. One, they can just do it through the HR department, right? So Does the FBI have an HR department that handles sexual harassment complaints? Well, you know, I like their style. It seems that the Mr. Stork, the name is kind of spelled Strokes, Stork, Starks, Peter, anyway, Peter Strokes, I'll call him that, and Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer who worked briefly on the Russia investigation, are perhaps the most significant evidence of anti-Trump bias uncovered. Okay, do we have the, but you know, what, this is what I'm getting at. Was Lisa Page, during this sordid affair, was she being sexually harassed by Peter Strzok? I'm not making this up. This is truly, I mean, the other day when I was reading through all this stuff, I'm going, nah. Is this the sexual harassment complaint department of the FBI? Text messages being revealed to the public. I mean, this attorney, Lisa Page, I mean, who needs an HR department to file a sexual? We'll just go out there and just tell the public that's the sexual. Is she a jilted one? That's so she's released these things. Now, they say that it could undermine the integrity of the Mueller and expansive investigation. You think it might? Well, you know, as you get into Stork's role in the probe, when you get into... forget this probatory business. When you take a look at his duties, it is already raising questions about how and why the collusion investigation was opened in the first place. This is from the Daily Caller. Really? There is no conclusion. There is no collusion. That's the conclusion. Thank you. I am not making this up. Peter Strzok's probing. And there's a sexual harassment complaint. No wonder there's a sexual harassment complaint. Well, no, there's not one. There's no real sexual. But if you're a lawyer, you just take your tweets and your Twitters and your text messages out to the public and you tell them about it. I wonder how Peter feels today. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're not going to let the house burn down. Trust me. It's just not going to happen. Some people might want to. We're not going to allow it to happen. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and we're just having so much fun right now because we're talking about Mr. Mueller. And we're talking about the investigation that's out there. And it's interesting what is going on. It truly is interesting what is going on. If you are following along here, what's happened is that you have a FBI agent who's been working alongside Mueller and other people, and they hate Trump. The Trump haters. That's what they're just haters. They just hate Trump. But the problem is that, you know, of course, if you're an FBI agent, you're not supposed to have that kind of stuff going on, right? You can't be hating the man that's supposed to be paying the bills for you. That you know, they call the president, but you know, I guess if it's a Trump president, right? That's a whole different ball game, Trump presidency. You can hate him, but you cannot hate Obama because Obama, you know, you work for, you're loyal. You might be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood or related somehow. I don't know. That's just my guess as to what goes on. Open speculation here in Agenda 21. In other words, the deep state is within the man. He's possessed by the deep state, the Stork guy, Peter Stork. All right, enough of the play on words business with Peter Stork and his, well, mistress, who was an FBI lawyer. Now, I would suspect that maybe Stork is a lawyer also. A lot of these FBI guys are lawyers. At least the ones I know are lawyers. And the ones I know are really good people, and they despise the stuff that I'm talking about right now. I can tell you that right now. They despise. So there's good FBI and bad FBI. Remember G and F. Or G and B. Sorry. Get my dyslexia clicked in there. The good FBI, meaning G as in G-Man, right? The government man is what that meant, G-Man. There's a G-Man coming. That was back in the day of the mobs. Oh, we're still back in that day, aren't we? If you look at the cartels, they're the mobs. But if you look at the special kind of cartels that are now influencing our government, the corruption of the deep state is complete, right? Because we have B FBIs, bad FBI agents, such as this Peter Storks, who has been texting bad messages about Donald Trump. And his mistress, I guess, outed him. This is the only thing I can think of. The mistress, who was working alongside him with the during the investigation and before that and all that stuff. Just so happens that Mr. Storks was also involved with the investigation into Hillary Clinton. Apparently had something to do with writing the questions for the interview. Remember she had that interview with everybody and the FBI? It's all good, and Comey was happy, and she never, you know, nothing ever happened to her. There was never any hint not of any kind of entrapment. Perjury entrapment, right? But none of that was going on. No, perjury traps, no, not for Hillary. No way. She never lied. There's no recording of it, though. No one took any copious notes about what Hillary said. And yeah, she didn't lie. Hey, Hillary's good. She's good. She's all good. She doesn't lie at all. We all know that. You can keep your doctor. No, that's Obama. He lies. Right. He can keep. Right. Okay. You can keep your doctor. Sociopathic Liars Anonymous is really what we'd look at. So anyway, we got this guy, Peter Storks, text messages, which was exchanged with Lisa Page, the FBI lawyer, who worked briefly on the Russia case. Now, it's interesting to note, a special side note to history, is that this guy, Storks, has been around for a long time and been around for a long time protecting the likes of Comey and Mueller and all these other people. Now, they want information from the FBI. Now, enter stage left, Mr. Nunez. Mr. Nunez wants answers. Remember Mr. Nunez? Devin Nunez? Oh, that guy from California that we aren't supposed to talk. Yeah, that guy. That's him. That's it, Devin Nunez. He and others are asking for this information from the FBI. And there's a couple of committees out there. The House wants the FBI and the Department of Justice to be responsive. Now, we talked about this the other day. This is not a knock on Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions can't get that information. So they're going to go through the House committees to get the information. And now they're threatening the DOJ and the FBI with contempt. Saturday's report of Stork's text messages caught Nunez by surprise. This is from this article from the D.C. caller. The Republican issued a statement blasting the FBI and DOJ for hiding information and stonewalling congressional inquiries. Nunez also questioned whether Stork's handled the dossier. And by the way, my understanding is that his fingerprints are all over the dossier. This is part of a months-long pattern of DOJ and FBI stonewalling and obstructing the committee's oversight work, particularly oversight of their new use of the Steele dossier, Nunez said in a statement on Saturday. Now, we were talking about this dossier business and the stonewalling. This is the deep state operation going on within the DOJ and the FBI. It's obvious, and Mueller's a part of it. Enter Michael Flynn. Remember what we said about him in the first hour? Michael Flynn is on a mission from God. I just had to say that. Well, of sorts. And boy, he's a wrecking crew if you think about it. Michael Flynn pops in and all of a sudden these things start to appear in the paper about... We had no idea about Mr. Stork or about his love affair with his woman named Paige. Those things. I mean, these things are just unraveling the Mueller investigation. Do you see this? So Peter Storks and Lisa Page, boy, are they a thing. Or they were, according to Lisa. I guess the question is, how does Lisa feel about him today? I think we know because the texts have been leaked. This is really, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, the best of Hollywood couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, this is really... Break out the popcorn and the soda pops. That's what I say. Just sit back and watch this little thing play out. Why should you care about Hollywood when you have Washington, D.C. with all these actors? You know what I mean? I mean, really. Then you throw in an Orville Dam collapsing and famine and feast and... Well, forget the feast part. Well, unless you're living in San Francisco, then you can feast all day long because that's where all the money is, right? Or you can go down to Southern California where it's blazing and killing people, burning in their homes. I mean, take your pick about what you want to have happen. So you have this whole thing with this investigator Stork, some other information that's salient from this article. A Facebook account that appears to be operated by Melissa Hodgman, a top lawyer at the Securities and Exchange Commission who married Storks in 1994, shows membership in several pro-Clinton and pro-Clinton or Obama Facebook groups. Democrats for a Blue America and Thank You Obama are two of the groups Hodgman supports. She is also a follower of a page called We Voted for Hillary. Comey cleared Clinton of any charges in a public statement given on July 5th, 2016. And who was involved with all that stuff? Well, Peter Storks. He was involved with all the questioning and everything. This is what I was talking about. Hodgman did not respond to emails from the Daily Caller seeking comment about her involvement with the groups. This is his wife. Another unanswered mystery in the text message scandal is why Stork's politically biased comments would be so problematic for Mueller, given... Why would it be so problematic for Mueller? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, when the world is just burning down around you, you can turn to Agenda 21 Radio to sort it all out. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Thank you for your emails. And I want to say again, thank you for Sunday. It's always a delight to get emails from Albany, New York, and places in Tallahassee, Florida, Texas, Austin, Texas. You know, it's... You wouldn't think, well, you know, because your perceptions about Austin, so there's conservatives in Austin, just like there's conservatives in Los Angeles and other places. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to become part of New California. Not at all. Anyway, so we're talking about this Storks guy and the revelations that have come out about this. This is just absolutely amazing. And this whole Mueller special, you know, prosecutor and all this other business. We got an article here from the D.C. Caller. And the article is outlining Peter Stork and his relationship with his lover, his mistress. Yeah, his mistress. Boy, I hate it. This is what you really don't want to have. And apparently, somehow, the only thing I can think of is that maybe Storks did not realize that his mistress did not like him or something. And apparently she is the one. I'm suspicious now. And I could be wrong on this, But as I'm reading it, it looks like she actually revealed that she was having an affair with him. And all of a sudden, yeah, guess what? These tweets, anti-Trump tweets, came out from one of the lead investigators. And, of course, it goes well beyond his involvement just with Trump. And, you know, he's been, this FBI agent, Storks, has been totally involved with all the other things involving Hillary Clinton and the situation with her, Uma Abedin. I mean, we can go on and on and on. His fingerprints are all over the investigations. And, of course, the investigations have led to nothing. That's part of the deal. So it was obviously a situation where Storks, who was the lead investigator with Comey on things dealing with Hillary Clinton and email scandals, Uma Abedin, that whole nine yards. And by extension, Anthony Weiner. Okay, so Mueller basically fires the guy because this is going to become a problem downstream, so he fires him. Which I think firing was kind of stupid. The guy should have resigned. Hey, you know, I got personal business. I'm out of here. But that is, you know, that isn't what they do. They get panicky and they fire him. They don't think it through. So now, this is the information that the FBI has been hiding from everybody, including many of the House committees and so on. And so Devin Nunes has entered the fray, and they have been threatening these committees. They have been threatening to file a contempt charge against the DOJ and FBI for not giving this information up, which is what they did, what they're going to do. Nunes said in a statement on Saturday that this is part of a months-long pattern of the DOJ and FBI of stonewalling and obstructing the committee's oversight work. U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is who we're talking about here. So his text messages with Page is the mistress, were first discovered by the Justice Department's Inspector General as part of an investigation that has been conducting into the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Clinton email scandal. Storks, a former Army officer, was the lead investigator on that inquiry, too. He conducted the July 2nd, 2016 interview with Clinton herself. He was attended by David Loftman, a Justice Department lawyer and Obama donor. and Obama donor. They're going to talk to Hillary. Oh, there you go. He was the lead investigator, actually. Republican lawmakers have seized on the draft of the so-called exoneration statement because it suggests that Comey had already reached a decision about the Clinton investigation before all witnesses, including Clinton, had been interviewed. Okay, so there was a draft months in the making by Comey to exonerate Clinton in all this. Now, this is that what they refer to as the exoneration statement. Maybe you guys didn't realize that, but that's what happened. Comey cleared Clinton of any charges in a public statement given on July 5th, 2016. Remember all that circus? Talk about it, sir. Well, of course, it was all a bunch of lies, and we know it now. We knew it then because Comey was... Listen, when Comey speaks, he's lying. I mean, he's just the kind of guy that he is, especially when it comes to Clinton. According to the New York Times and Washington Post, Storks and Page, the FBI lawyer, exchanged their anti-Trump and pro-Clinton text in the context of news events during the presidential campaign. Now, keep in mind that during the presidential campaign, there was no investigation of Russian collusion. None. Zero, zip, nada. I'm telling you, when the Russian collusion thing really got into full speed is with the ambassador meeting with Michael Flynn in December. Late November, early December. Kushniak. Now remember this. No collusion, nothing, but all of a sudden, shazam, there it is. And the reason is because what was the note, and we talked about this in the first hour. I'm dragging you from 1 hour to the next, one dot to the next. That's what I'm doing, dragging you, kicking and screaming, and you go, oh, my God. Those of you non-believers, so to speak. It was the touchstone for this whole thing. Now, listen, I got to tell you, we were reporting on this in December and January and February and March. And so this, to us, is not new news here at Agenda 21 Radio. When Flynn got that information, they went ballistic. They went ballistic. It was pedal to the metal. And listen, what happened? Clapper comes out, right? Department of Homeland Security. And he was still in office. And enter John Brennan, CIA director, convert to Islam, 1996, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the CIA director who brought you, what? The new refined Nazis in the Ukraine. The same people that are sending missile components, whole motors and so on, to where? To North Korea. Isn't that nice? You wonder if North Korea is nothing more than a Nazi state. Now, I had that question put to me the other day, and they asked my thoughts on that, and I said, wow, that's really out there. I was being interviewed by somebody. I thought to them, I've been thinking about that. Gee. They look like Nazis. They act like Nazis. They goose step. They have missiles. And they don't make them. They don't make these missiles. Where do they get them? They get them from the Ukraine, which we know is a Nazi-leaning government now, anti-Putin and so on. They hate the Ruskies. And who was there to help start all that? Well, it was John Brennan, CIA, back in 2013. Remember all this stuff, 2012, 2013? John Brennan was there. And so was John Kerry's son, who became a lobbyist for that government. I bet you didn't know that. And Joe Biden's son, too. They both became lobbyists for the Ukrainian Energy Commission. Isn't it interesting how we weave these little... So now you have this investigation by Stork and everybody else, and we're getting back into this. That touchstone moment was that FBI... meeting, or that meeting that the FBI became aware of between Klishniak and Flynn. And that's when the whole collusion thing popped up, right then and there. They had to have some, even though they were colluding themselves with Russia, of course. Now, I've got another little thing here. With Uranium One, the Russian reset, all that stuff. Remember that back in the day when Hillary Clinton started to become the Secretary of State? Was Putin setting up Hillary Clinton and Obama? We'll be back.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, where does the time go when you're having so much fun on all this stuff, huh? Yeah, there's a lot to be said about this. Let's see if we can read one of these little texts. I don't know if they have them out. I was looking around for this. Let's see, did we already... Supervised Russian probe reportedly sent Trump text messages... Reported, let's see, according to the Washington Post, Stork's exchanged the messages with Lisa Page. Okay, so let's get into Lisa Page. Let's check out what's going on here. Top FBI official assigned to Mueller's Russia probe said to have been removed after sending anti-Trump texts. This is the report that came out about this the other day, 2 days ago. Former top FBI official assigned to former counsel to special counsel Robert S. Mueller's probe. Robert S. Mueller the third's. He's a third. There's been other Robert Mueller's, two others before him. Probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election was taken off that job this summer after his bosses discovered that he and another member of Mueller's team had exchanged politically charged texts disparaging President Trump and supporting Hillary Clinton, according to multiple people familiar with the matter. Peter Storks, a deputy lead of counterintelligence at the FBI, was a key player in the investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server in blah, blah, blah. Okay. It says, during the Clinton investigation, Storks was involved in a romantic relationship. Aha! Here we go. the Washington Post, Bezos. You kind of wonder if they're allowing, if Bezos is allowing this to come out, why is this happening? It's just like what's happening with Gloria Navarro, who is the judge in the Bundy trial. Why all of a sudden has she pivoted? By the way. Jeanette Finnicum will be our guest out here in California on the 18th at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots meeting. Says Storks was involved in a romantic relationship with FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who worked for Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Now that's a name we need to talk about, Andrew McCabe. Let me write that one down. I'm taking copious notes here at this point. Andrew McCabe, and you should be too. Stop what you're doing. Drive off on the side. No, don't do that. Two hands on the wheel at all times. 10-2, please. Andrew McCabe. Now we're getting down to some brass tacks and details here. And this is, you know, thank you, Michael Flynn. So, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, according to the people familiar with the matter, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue, you think? The extramarital affair was problematic, these people said. But of greater concern among senior law enforcement officials were text messages the two exchanged during the Clinton investigation and campaign season, in which they expressed anti-Trump sentiments and other comments that appeared to favor Clinton. Really? Really? You think? You think? That's kind of interesting. I wonder. Here we go. Oh, that's a. We got a little. I think we're going to do something here. Google picks. No. Here we go.
It's pretty simple. Michael Flynn didn't have a choice but to plead guilty. Legal experts I spoke to who are watching this say that Michael Flynn was faced with a lot of much more serious charges than what he pleaded guilty to on Friday. The special counsel is convening a grand jury to look at whether Michael Flynn had potentially not disclosed his work operating with foreign governments while he was in the Trump administration. Special counsel was also reportedly looking at going after Michael Flynn's son for similar charges. In that sense, when you look at it, Michael Flynn had no option but to plead guilty to a much lesser charge. It's very likely that he's cooperating.
Aha. There you go. He's cooperating. What is he telling these guys? Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that one little ditty at you. That was from the Washington Post. No bias in their reporting on Michael Flynn, of course. It says, the people discussing the matter, and we're back to this thing about McCabe. The people discussing this matter did not further describe the political messages between Starks and Page, except to say that the two would sometimes react to campaign news of the moment. The Justice Department Inspector General's Office said in a statement Saturday that its investigators are reviewing allegations involving communications between certain individuals and report its findings regarding those allegations promptly upon completion of their review of them. A spokesman for Mueller's office said Storks was removed immediately upon learning of the allegations and added that Page left the Mueller team 2 weeks before it became aware of the allegations. The FBI declined to comment. Really? Now, see, this is where Devin Nunes is going, can we have that stuff? And we're going to put you in contempt because we've asked for this stuff months ago. But you didn't know that. People have known about this stuff. It's just now surfacing. So what is the deal there, right? Defenders of Page and Storks insisted that the issue is overblown and that there was no misconduct between the two. Really? Let's ask Hillary Clinton. Boy, they sure completed their job for Hillary Clinton, though, right? Defenders of, it says a friend of Page's said that there was no professional misconduct at issue in the matter and said Page left the Mueller team in July before any of the issues came to light. But the issues were there, right? But get out of Dodge. That's what that was. Page no longer works much with McCabe, these people said. Really? How do we know that? McCabe, FBI guy, who's central to this entire investigation, by the way. We're going to talk more about him. Not right now. When the issue arose, Storks was taken off the Mueller team in late July and was given a job in the human resources division of the FBI, widely viewed internally as a demotion, according to people familiar with the matter. It always comes down to sexual harassment of sorts, right? I mean, human resources? Give me a fright. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda21. agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm sorry, I'm just in such a giddy mood. Yeah, I hate it when we're winning, and it looks like we're losing. Man, if you're Hillary Clinton, we're losing. Michael Flynn. Now, it's kind of interesting. Just this popped up. I just went over to TalkStream Live, and we're climbing in the charts. We're in the top five now of 85 top talkers, and in the nation right now we're trending that way. So I went over there and I just said, well, what's in this news article? They got, you know, one of those little scrolling things, and an article just popped up. It's number one, and it's from the Wall Street Journal. And I'm sitting going, wow, you know, I love the Wall Street Journal. I'm if I could, you know, do the Wall Street Journal thing and listen to them all the time and, you know, read them and all this good stuff, I would absolutely love it. Now, this is the article that comes up in the Wall Street Journal. It's all about Mueller and his credibility and how he lacks credibility. Are you ready for that? I mean, to me, I'm just sitting here going, Mueller. Mueller's credibility problem is the title of the article. The special counsel is stonewalling Congress and protecting the FBI. This is an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. Just came out. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you guys, but, you know, we live in very difficult times if you're Robert Mueller and Hillary Rodham Clinton. I hate it when that happens. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul at 821R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.